Good evening. My name is Rob Wright, and I was asked by Jim Globman of Dr. to help promote myself to Rosh Hashanah, and Dr. Lee program to go around to various places and to speak on the Dr. Rosh Hashanah. What is Dr. Week? Dr. Week is an amazing program. It's even one block a week. Everybody across the world is doing the same block. There's a few hundred groups scattered across the world.
Say about 2,000 worldwide.
2,000 people.
Yeah.
But this group's only, people don't invite independently, people don't have groups, and as a group, it's like 200 groups all around the world. Personally, we have one in Pennington, where we learn Daf a week every week, and the amazing thing about Daf a week is that you get to learn the Gemara, you get to learn the Gemara at your own pace, you get to go fast or slow, with Rishonim, without Rishonim, whatever it takes you to get the job done, and understand and feel confident, and there's a lot of chazar built into their system. So if you learn it, you get the chazar. And there's bonuses, they give prizes, not prizes, incentives. They test and incentives, taking the test, and a lot of, and there's a lot of chazar in the system. So many people, so you know, you said you learn about Basra, now you have to do Sanhedrin, and you don't even remember that it was once a Daf Zayin about Basra, or what's discussed over here. Here, because you're going slower, and spending more time, and you're chazering, so you get the opportunity to retain more. And that's one thing. The second thing is that, you know, as my cheer, when I said Daf Yomi, I found that people fell asleep on me much more. It wasn't the same people, it wasn't the same group. I found people fell asleep much more, because if you missed something, you missed it. And Daf a week, last night it happened, not this night, last night we had Chasana, two nights ago, three people came late, so I started, and then a guy came late. But we're still early enough, because we're not rushed to get the whole block done in that 45 minutes. We still have enough time that I can go back and make sure that this guy has his 2 seconds to catch up, this guy has 2 seconds, whatever the way. We said, we brush a little bit slower, and this guy didn't have to catch up, whatever they're doing. So there's a lot of miles in that week, and every student encouraged to pick up your calendar and get into it. All right. Now, being that we're supposed to be that week, I thought everything coming to Mar Roshana, and I didn't come with source sheets. So, okay, so you're going to have to bear with me. I'm going to read everything inside, but you're going to have to pretend that you have your own voice or that you have source sheets, because it's always better when you have it in front of you. Okay, tonight's topic, even though it said the sound of the shofar, that was I think I was driving when I gave him that sound, that title, and, like, you know, not necessarily the best title. You could have called it really the types of shofar. We're talking specifically tonight about the shofar. What does the shofar sound like? Now, in order to demonstrate what the shofar sounds like, that's the weirdest question. What does the shofar sound like? I mean, come on, we'll have to show, we all know what the shofar sounds like. But if you give me a shofar, I'll show you that not everybody knows what the shofar sounds like. Because if you grew up in certain shuls, you think the shofar sounds like some one thing. You grew up in all the shuls, the shofar sounds totally different. Let's see if I could get these shofars. We'll just start with the key here, because it's always easier to go from cold to here. Okay, that was good. Now, what does the shofar sound like? So, many parts of the world, the shofar sounds like, right? That's the classic thing. During Yalla, it goes that way. That's one type of shofar. But if you come from Lakewood, or you grew up in Chaim Berlin, or many, many Yeshivish places, and all the Yeshivish places, they have a very different kind of shofar. There's variations. We're not going to go into every one of them, but the basic shofar is like this. So if you come from Lakewood, or from a lot of places, any of the places, I'll meet them. And depending where you came from in the world, how you were used to hearing the shofar. Why the two kinds of shofars? What are we trying to accomplish? And not just the question which one's right, but let's stick it as why should it be two different kinds? So it takes me a while to come back to answer that question. First, I have to get through a piece of Gemara, Mishnah Lam Dalit Lam Gimel on the base, and an interesting Mishnah. And the Mishnah is talking about Trua. And why Trua? Because the Torah talks about two sounds. The Torah talks about Tkia and Trua, right? A vacuum shofar. Trua is different Trua. The Torah only uses the word Trua. And the word tekiah, although it appears many times in Chumash, it does never appear, the word tekiah itself never appears in reference to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara on Lamed Daled dashes psukim to show that the Torah wants you to blow a teruah, a tekiah before and after every teruah. Again, so the Torah does not use the word tekiah talking about Rosh Hashanah. It talks about it. A lot of other places the Torah does use the word tekiah, but by Rosh Hashanah the Torah, the Chumash never used that word. The Gemara dashes psukim to show that on Rosh Hashanah, besides the true, which says the Persian passage, Zichron Teruah and Yom Teruah, you have to blow a tekiah before and after. Okay, so we know there's a tekiah and there's a teruah. The Gemara later on Lamed Daled, the Banu Lamed Daled, tells us another interesting, important point. What is the sound of the teruah? So Rav Ho said that there were three kinds of teruah, three choices for what a teruah might be, three choices, and Rav Ho said you have to blow all three choices. The Mechalkis are showing what that means. Why did he want that? Some Mishnah learned, and this I teach us in school, that there was a suffix. Some people thought that the teruah sounded like, this is the teruah, right? Careful. This is the teruah. That is one choice of teruah. Let's try another kind of teruah. That's a teruah. Now let's try a third type of teruah. The Gemara says there's three types of what might have been, three types of sounds that might have been the teruah. The Rav said it's a safek, b'raisa. If you're not going to get the right one, you're not going to be yotza. So you have to look at three types. That's the Poshav Shah and the Gemara. That's how the Rambam learns. That it's a shayla, it's a safek b'raisa. We don't know which is the real true the Torah is talking about. So it's not the Ritvah. So then we have true or one, true or two, true or three. If Zakir thought that's very confusing, so Chazal gave them different names. Chazal called one Shvarim, they called one Truah, they called one Shvarim Truah. Zakir Tva and the Ramban, they both say the same thing. The word Shvarim and Truah are synonyms, they mean the exact same thing. Dictionary, thesaurus, what does Shvarim mean? Truah. What does Truah mean? Look up in the dictionary, Shvarim. The words mean the exact same thing. They both mean broken. They both mean broken. That's what the Ramban said. They both have the exact same translation. But it's two different words, so you can say big and large. Right? They're both the same thing. Shvarim, Truah, they mean the exact same thing. But in order that you can have a conversation that you know what I'm talking about, instead of saying Shvarim 1, Shvarim 2, it's not Truah 1, Truah 2, we can say Shvarim, Truah, Shvarim, Truah, and we're all on the same page, what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's Dagdama. We know that there's a tekiah, we know that there's a shvarim, we know that there's a teruah, and there's a thing called the shvarim teruah, and we gotta blow all the types. Alright? There are other mahalchim that are showing them why we have to blow all three types. The other shvarim is a different shot, but that cannot negate tonight's speech. But it's fascinating. If you wanna know, look it up in the Rosh. Over there on the Morning Namdal and Beis, Namdal and Ralph, look up the Rosh. Fascinating shot. How long does the tekiah have to be? How long does the tekiah sound? How long is a teruah sound? How long does a shvarim sound? So the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mishan says, say the tekiahs, how do you blow tekiahs? Shalish, shalish, shalish. Three times, each one three. We had to blow tekiahs from, well, we use the Torah's words. Tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah. We blow that set three times. But sheer tekiah, how long is a tekiah? Pay attention. To shlosha teruahs. One tekiah equals three teruahs. What's a teruah? Right? Sheer teruah to shlosha yavavis. One teruah is three yavavis. What's the yavavis? Right? But that's what the Mishnah says. One tekiah equals three teruahs. One teruah equals three yavavis. So Rashi learns, these are Rashi learns, not all the Rishonim agree with Rashi. Rashi learns that Truah, a tekiah equals a Truah. Three tekiahs equal three Truahs. And that's what the Mishnah means. that the shir tikiya, shalish truos, means that each tikiya equals the truo. The words don't quite say that, but that's what Rashi means. Okay. Now, how long is it? At the end of the day, the last word you were left with was Yevavah. What's Yevavah mean? What does Yevavah mean? Is it familiar with anybody?
Well, correct.
Well. That's an, that sounds like an article word. Yeah? What? Crack? Pride? Pride.
Thought.
Okay, you're saying a lot of synonyms. It definitely means something along those lines. But all those words that you're using don't give me a definitive, will not help me shot in this Mishnah. Because I know that a shur equals Yevavah. Yevavah is a length of sound. That's what Mishnah is trying to say. A shir tekiah is a shir of a trua. A trua, the shir of a trua is a shir of Yevavah. So you're right that Yevavah might mean a cry, sabra, but it's a shir of sound. Rashi says, Shalish Yevavahs, because Mishnah says three times, right? Shalish Kodos Ba'alma Kol Shuvah. Yevavah is a small sound. Kol shu, what's a kol shu? Small sound. So a yevavah is one small sound. Three yevavahs is three small sounds. How long is the trua?
Nine.
No. Three sounds. So according to Rashi, the simple meaning of the word, Rashi, that's the trua. That's the whole trua. That's the whole trua. According to Rashi, three small sounds. Not used to the shofar. Got me my own shofar. I can make them shorter. Three short sounds. That's the whole trua. The trua is... trua is three short sounds. A tekiah equals... the trua. So how long is your tekiah?
Three short sounds.
Well, it's one sound that's equal to three short sounds. That was my tekiah. There's one more sound we got to fit in. Where does that fit in? So where does it fit in?
In between.
Oh, it has to be in between. So, again, a shvarim is the trua in a different size and shape. Right? It's looking, shvarim is the trua. So shvarim again has to be three sounds. But Misha says a trua is three sounds. It's obviously not the same three sounds that the trua is. Otherwise it would be exactly the same. We wouldn't have to suffer what it means. It can't be it's as long as a tekiah, because then it's a tekiah. So what are we left with? We know math, right? So if this is three sounds, this is three individual sounds, this is three as one, it can't be one dot sound, because then it's one dot of a trua. It has to be that it's a sound, one piece, that's the length of two short sounds. So let's do a shvarim according to Rashi. That's one bit of the shvarim. The whole shvarim according to Rashi would be. That's the whole shvarim. So let's do a tekiah again. Let's do the whole thing now according to Rashi. That would be all the three sounds according to Rashi. Right?
That was a length of two sounds.
Are you going to take out a thing and time it? You can do it, but you don't trust me, so you have to time it. That's it. This is the sheet of Rashi. Rashi himself, I read you the whole Rashi, is very ambiguous, right? He says the whole thing in one word. Sholish Yevavah, Sholish Kodesh, Ba'al Mekoshu. Right? But the Mecheshvin, once you start from that point, the Mecheshvin is how I worked it out. There's a long Tosis over here. In fact, it starts the first word on the Amid, top of the Amid, and the Tosis is down to the bottom of the page. And I said I'm going to give maybe Shabbat tonight for Ezra Hazel, because in the newest edition, which came out last year, they were very kind to us, and they did something I always wondered why Tosis was in Zoychetut. Rashi got his highlights, and let's start highlighting the Ramaskas of Rashi. Talman did not think of the idea.
Nadar?
He did, no, he was not Nadar. Talman printed his Shas in the 1980s, and he was not the original thinking of the idea. The Varsha Shas, that was printed in Varsha before the Second World War, bolded the Rashis, made the highlight of the Rashis. The Shas.
One after me.
Right? They made the difference of every Rashi was in square letters and big print. They're different letters and bold letters. The Varsha Shas did it, and unfortunately they were not nearly as popular as the Vilna Shas. And Vilna Shas became popular, that was totally forgotten. Anyway, Talmud thought of it, and then they printed 1,000, all the Shoenim, the Mitzvah and the Rashba, everything gets printed in paragraphs and neat columns, and both places, like this, and it's a whole one page in this. Why couldn't Tosfos be printed in paragraphs? So Baruch Hashem, Ozu Hodor, finally came to the Seichel, and they agreed with me, and they had a contact with them, and they started bolding key phrases in Rav Tosfos wherever it starts a new thought. 2 points for them. Why didn't they print the Shas that way? You know that the Nitzi Shas, you can get on the Utsu Chachma, the Nitzi Shas is printed in paragraphs. The Nitzi Shas is printed in paragraphs. The lady guy still looked ugly and they took him out. What? The Nitzi Shas in Italy was printed in paragraphs. It wasn't written run on a whole page with no white. It was printed in paragraphs. So I vote that we put that back in. Okay. Anyway, back to Tosfos. So Tosfos does all the math for us. Tosfos points out that Loi Rashi, if a Yevava is one sound, one dot of sound, Yevava, so then a whole true is three dots. A Tekiah is equal to that. The Tekiah is one straight sound equal to three dots of sound. And a Shram has to be someplace in between. Right? That's Tosfos says.
But that's Rashi. That's
according to Rashi. Tosfos speaks out according to Rashi that's what has to be. Then about one quarter of the Tosfos brings the Shita of the Riva. The Riva, it's quoted from other Shem, quoted from other people, but Tosfos quotes it from the Riva. The Riva holds that a Yevava is three sounds. Not each Yevava is one sound, but a Yevava equals three sounds. And if the Teruah is three Yevavos, then Teruah is going to be nine. Oh, it's Baruch Hashem. Now we can remember. No, we know where we're coming from, right? So according to Tosfos, a Teruah sounds like, count, see if I get it right. Are you going to count? That's a Teruah according to Tosfos, right? I did it 1 to 3, 1 to 3, just so you should know that I was doing it right. But if I'm going in Teruah, I would go 20, but you should know that. Because most people can't count this fist as about to cake a blow, so it's always, you know, just like the tekiah should only be, how long does it take to make those sounds? How long does the tekiah have to be? Well, you have to look 9 second tekiah to make the guy in the back. And try to time it, how do you do? You have a stopwatch, right? When do you start blowing? When do you start timing?
If you hear
the sound. When do you stop? If you hear the sound. If you hear the sound, stop. How accurate is your timing? Okay, so maybe you got to blow, it's long enough to bang the back, because time in such type of timing, that's enough to get you right. Okay, anyway, back to our topic. So according to Tosfos, the Teruah is 9 sounds. According to Tekiah, it's going to be... Right, it's going to be 9 sounds. A shvarim then can be... It can be as long as I want it to be. As long as it's more than one sound, and shorter than 9. It has to be more than one, so it has to be two. That's the only number that's longer than one. So it has to be two. And it has to be...
It's a nine.
And it has to go to nine. The Ma'aseh of the Rishonim who quote this Shita, they say that the right amount to make it is three. And Mishabrura, he says, ideally, a Shvarim is supposed to be... What's the perfect way to make a Shvarim, Mishabrura says? I didn't mean Mishabrura. But Mishabrura says, ideally, the perfect size of a Shvarim is three sounds. Three dots of sound. That's the ideal size. But the Tosfos, according to this Shita of the Riva, as long as its Shvarim is more than one sound, two dots of sound, and it's less than nine, it's fine. That's what the Tosfos says.
Each ever.
So I can blow Shvarims, I'll make you happy, I'm going to blow long Shvarims. As long as they're shorter than it can be a Tekiah, I'm good. I don't have to go super short, so I'm like going to Rashi. I'm good. That's the Shita of Tosfos. I do need a Mishvira, because I need a Mechaber. So, there's two Shitas. Yeah, if you don't mind, you mention a Mishvira. Large print is better if you have, but anything will work. So, the question I'm about to look up in Shulchan Aruch is, how do we pass them? Tekiah, how long is the Tekiah allowed to be? It could be as long as I want.
Excuse
me, as long as you want. The Shem being a Lashon, being a Raya from the end of the Mishnah. The Shem being a Raya from the next line of Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I'm not going to go into the whole case. But talk of Yishonah, of Moshach HaShniyah. He blew one tekiah and he meant to speak two. Right? So he blew twice long. Talk of Yishonah, Moshach HaShniyah, Kishtayim, he blew double long, in Yodhi Alachas. It only counts as one. But the Mishnah is the Fadish, they blew a tekiah, which is very long, it counts as one. Okay? So the tekiah is as long as you want. How long the true are allowed to be?
This is as long as you want, right?
The true? Oh, no, but the mission says that Kia. How long the true are allowed to be? So you shouldn't say that there shouldn't be any difference between a tekiah and a true. You're allowed to blow it as long as you want it to be. So if you want your true to be 30 sounds. Whatever reason why you want that, blow it as long as you want. It's allowed to be. Who had din zok the mechaber? If you wanted the shvarim to be as long as you want, you can blow it as long as you want, as many as you want. Right? That's all acceptable. Because once it says keep it, good. But how long can each individual piece of the shvarim be? That's the question. At the end of the day, you're passing like Rashi. That's not Tosfos. And you can't do both. Because if you're blowing short shvarims like Rashi, maybe it's a kunta Tosfos, but that's a good question.
Say if you have a shepherd, two kokos long.
Two kokos long, she goes according to
everybody.
Right. So two kokos long, she goes to a shvarim according to everybody, and a truer, though, would have to be nine according to. So I really could do it. I can blow nine sounds in my drawer, and very short shvarims, and I theoretically be able to point to everybody.
You make more shvarims, but no. You get the nine, you shepherd.
Oh.
You get the nine.
Right, so that's the problem. The problem is my shvarim has to be nine.
Why?
Because it has to equal the truer. This is Tosha's assumption that they're all givens. A truer is this long. The shvarim has to be equal to that long, and the key has to be equal to that long. Everything starts with the truer. And the true is nine, then the shvarim has to be the same length, and the tekiah has to be the same length. So it has to total altogether nine. Tosfos doesn't speak it out so clearly, but the other shem, because the Rambam speaks, the other shem speak it out, and Shrura says it basically that each shvarim according to Tosfos has to be at least 3 points. Okay.
But you blow each one two, and you
so if I blow, so that's the question. Can I add them up? Who says I can do that? Who says that if I blow five or six or seven pieces of shvarim, I can add them? And maybe according to Tosfos, we don't know. I need to bring you a raya that each piece has to be. The shvarim has to be nine sounds. Maybe each piece. This is the question. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. It's a good question. If you bring me a raya, I'll sign whichever way you bring me a raya.
The Mishpura says that a shever is more bigger than the above. So you see from that every shever has to be
bigger than that.
Every shever has to be 3 points.
No, he doesn't say that. He says three. At the end of the day, he says how long it has to be, ideally, at the end of some tough kuf tzadi, not the end of some, the end of the halachas, he says, after the kitzur, I'll tell you the kitzur how to do the chachila. The gamli zor should call a shvarim, so lo yase shum shevim tishu kaitos, none of you knowing, the toiv yoyser, so yase b'choshevim rak to shloisha kaitos. The ideal way to blow shvarim is each one should be exactly three. That's the ideal.
So sizes, right?
It's saying it according to Tosfos, yeah.
But we see in other places in the Shtura that a tashvat has to be 18 plus. in a tashat is 9 plus.
The tkiya.
The tkiya has to be 9 plus.
Because of the spaces. If you go with the spaces.
But he says because shvarim is more than the bavas.
Okay. So you have the two shittas. Have your pasim. So I'll leave them sure. I'll tell you in a second. So, but you can't get both. You can't get a shvarim that's critical into both. And you could. Every masim of a long shua is acceptable, but the shvarim is the problem. It's either it's three kodakas, which is good according to Tosis, or it's two, which is good according to Rashi. And you're not going to get both.
The shvarim, he says, it has to be yurcha, and yurchas began yosim ma'at. Yurchas bat hashvat ha'shvarim are yurchim yosim ma'at.
Okay. But how much more of it? The next line he doesn't say that. Because I think he means the space of the return. That's what I think. Okay. So, having a Mechaber Paskin. So, Mechaber says like this. He brings the two sheets. He brings Rashi. Well, first, I shouldn't have told you that. Let's start the beginning. Yesh Aimim, Sheshir Tkir Ketrua. That's the Mishnah. The Sheshir Tkir Ketrua Shevavas. That's like the Mishnah. The Hainu, what's the Yavava? Shloisha, Kodachis, Ba'al, Makosha. That's a quote of Rashi. Good. Tzarech Uzoyah, Shalay Yarech, B'Sheveh, Kishloisha, Tirimutin. That's a fancy Ishami word that means the same thing. Don't make your Sheveh more than
three.
Don't make it equal to three. Okay. Then he quotes the second Shita. Each Yivava is three. Therefore, Tchua is nine. Is Tisha Tumutin and Tkiya will be longer than that? Okay. And then he says you can make long Tzvarms. He did not blow a long Tzvarim. If you blow a short Tzvarim and a long Tzvarim, you're not yoyk the mitzvah according to either man de omar. What do you see in that mechaber? Number one,
passing either one.
That
you can pass on either one.
Oh, that's the point I was going to say second. The basic point is that the shvarim and the tshuah have to match. That's one. And the second thing is that the mechaber did not take an opinion of how we have to do it. He left it open.
It's a quote of Tosis.
This line is a quote of Tosis, that's correct. But the bottom line is, and that's the Mechaber's pasuk. The reason why I need the Mechaber to say not Tosis is because there are Rishonim, like the Goyis HaShvi, that argue with this. And the Ramah, maybe, according to Be'er Halacha, the Ramah argues with this. That's why I'm quoting the Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying that if you're Shvarim and you're Trua, don't Shtim, you go short, long Shvarim, short Truas. No good. So, and the Mishmur speaks this out earlier, that if you blow eight sounds in Yitzhua, the Yotze, not the Yavid, the Yotze according to Rashi, the Mechaber didn't choose how to paskin, the Yotze. The Yotze, you blow only eight pieces in the Yitzhua, the Yotze. If you blow long Shvarims throughout the day, most people do blow long Shvarims, the Yotze. You can't mix. The Mele like this. So if the Baal Tekeh has been all day been blowing long Shvarims, and most Baal Tekeh are blowing long Shvarims, so then you need to get that every Tshua has at least nine sounds. Then you have to get it. But if I'm the type of guy that can blow short Shvarims, I can be able to say like that, fine, Chatchila, short Shvarims, short Tshuas, as long as I don't mix and match.
Then the Tshuas three sounds. Then the Tshuas three sounds.
As long as the Tshuas three sounds, I can't mix and match. I can't blow long Shvarims and short Tshuas. That's what Mechaber passes.
What do you mean to mix and match? Are the same sets?
No, it seems from the way they're learning that means the amount of chiyuv. You need to do a quarter of a vowel, you have to do 30 sounds on Rosh Hashanah. Right?
So do 30 like Rashi and then 30 like Tyson.
Once I do my 30, I can do the rest of whatever I want. No, the basic 30. But off the topic. My leg off the topic? Okay. There's 30 sounds that is a suffix deraisa, so which one you have to be yotza. That's one thing. But there is another Gemara in the first parak that says it's supposed to blow Shofar before Shemoneh Esrei and during Shemoneh Esrei. The Iker of Chazal, the Machlokes of Rishonim, I'm saying this, but I'm saying the Pashut Pshat, where the Gemara makes it sound, The Iker is that the Iker mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is during Chodesh HaShatz. That's the Iker mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. That's during Chodesh HaShatz.
Depends which mitzvah.
No, no, that's the Iker mitzvah. That's not debatable. The Yishayim all have the minig. Many Yishayim, Tosfos brings the minig even of blowing Shofar during Shlosh Nesrei. But that doesn't change it. The Iker of Tkiyah Shofar is during Chodesh HaShatz. I'll say direct. There's a tekiyah that we go before that also. So it comes out that it's 60. And if you daven svard, and that minhag is brought to Rishonim, you daven svard, so then you get another 30 during the Shlosh Esrei. And if you want to do the minhag of the Aruch, which is what we call today the minhag of the Shlah, you get 100, so you throw in an extra 10 at the end of the day. The basic amount that you mechuyev to blow, for just the convenience sake, that's 30 sounds. It could be it's 60 sounds, could be it's 90 sounds, but for the convenience, we're going to stick to the basic deraisa. So those basic 30 sounds, the machaber holds have to shtim. It has to be that the shvarims and the truas are always sticking to the same shita. Even though I'm blowing now shvarim, and I'm blowing later truas, not the same, not in current tashrat, that's the shvarim and the truas. That's what the machaber means. Okay. I'm spending a lot of time with this. Do I have time to... What are we up to? How much more time do I have?
25.
I know, how much more time do I have?
20 minutes.
I have 20 minutes, no way I'm going to get it. Okay.
You love some
Make Omarv.
Okay. So the bottom line is, Mechaber leaves it open that you can pass it in either shita. That's where we left. Two shitas, Mechaber is open either shita. I want to change shabbats.
Before, I want to leave you a question. Is it possible to be yotze both shitas at the same time, or both shittas easily? That's a question that I'll have to get back to. Then I'm sure I'll get back to it. Okay, now, what is a shvarim supposed to sound like? So what I started was that a shvarim has, I gave you two options for shvarim, and why should you do two options in the shvarim? Why should it be such a thing? So there's two mishayim that are the classics and discuss this question. One is the Ritva, and here he is, Lama Gimel, on the base. Avil Dayan Lo Nemanu Shir HaShever. We don't know the Shir, how big the Shever is. What's the Shever sound like? Obviously, Zokdeh Mir Nadvarim, Shashever Kotam Etkiyah. It's going to be shorter than Etkiyah. Otherwise, it'll be Etkiyah. And Ganga Adam and Yevava. It has to be longer than Yevava. So Nimtza Shashever Ein El Kishtei Yevavis V'Yoyse Ma'at. It's two Yevavis plus a little bit. Okay? That's his number. V'Ein Lo'ima. This is the V'Ein Lo'ima. That the difference between a Shever and a Tekiyah. So right now I told you the difference between a Shever and a Tekiyah is... He goes, that was the whole previous thing. That's in this one, it's the whole previous column. It's not relevant to you. And I skipped the words in this paragraph that he talks about. Next. So, right now, the Ritva said that the difference is in the length. Right now, the Ritva said the difference is in the length. That a tkiya is longer, and a shvarim is 2 point whatever. Okay, 2 point whatever sounds. The ain goyim ain hefesh ben tkiyah l'shever barichas akol. Don't say that this difference is not barichas akol. El b'shinuyov, it's a different kind of sound. She's the ain goy. It's not true. The difference is not the type of sound. She tkiyah kol pasha below shevira. The tkiyah is a simple sound without any crack in it. And each shever, the shever atzmoi, means each individual piece of shever, it's not subdivided into other pieces. Because if you subdivide the shever, it will be right to yavavis, and it will be right to true and not shever. There's no difference in the type of sound. So the Ritva is pretty clear that the difference is, there is no difference, they both sound the same. The only difference you can hear between a Shever and a Tekiyah is
in the leg. Now, would the Ritva say that the shever has to be a flat, even sound? Would the Dva be makur on that kind of sound, or could the Dva be happy with it? Would the Dva be happy with that sound also?
For a shever with kia.
For kia. Or shever, right? They say they're both the same sound. Would the Dva be happy with that sound also? So the contemporary writers write whatever they want to say. There's a lot of people that in the Heintgeb saw that talk about this question. What would the Dva be masking for my second type of sound? And to quote my Rebbe with David Feinstein, if the Rebbe stand here in the room and he explains to us what he means, what the sound is supposed to sound like, we can all nod our heads and know what he's talking about. But as long as he's writing in words, and his words mean different things to different people, we can only use the information that we have, and we weren't given any information on this, whether it has to be a really simple, straight, flat sound that doesn't change tones, or whether if the tone goes for a hike, then it's also acceptable. So we don't have any information in the Tzva's wording, but we do know one thing, that the difference between the Shvarim and the Kiyah is in the length, and there's no difference in the Nigun. Whatever is acceptable Nigun for a Kiyah, the same Nigun, the same type of sound, same style of sound is acceptable for Shvarim.
So what was the Dov Heinstein?
No, you see, saying that we don't know. We have no, whatever it will be, whatever the discussion was before you saw the Ritva, it's the same question after the Ritva. We don't have any information. Because if he's not sitting here with the shirt of blowing for us, we don't know. It gets even more interesting when we get to the Ramban. The Iker Ramban that talks about the Shailas and the Drashas Ramban, the Drashas Ramban is a relatively new Sefer. It's first printed in the 1950s. In fact, it's the Sefer that Moshe Shlitz. It's the first Sefer Moshe Shtenbach printed. He printed the Drush of Ramban from a manuscript with his notes. And later, when he printed his Me'ad Nesmanim, he incorporated that into a whole chapter in the Me'ad Nesmanim. This is the Sefer that made him famous. And, you know, this is in the 1950s. He was a little guy, a young man. This is what made this Sefer, this Drush of Ramban with the notes, made him famous. Until today, it's a masterpiece of Tzkiyat Shofar. If you want to know outside of the Mishru type of thought, not simple Pasha Halacha Maaseh, but one with all the Mishnah and Cheshbon, so what can we going on in Tzkiyat Shofar? So he is the primer, the first thing you have to read. Anything else you can read is fine, but he's the first guy you have to read. When we were kids, like you couldn't show your face in this measure, in his mind, you didn't know the Me'ad Nesmanim. Today, I don't know that everything's so popular. But in my day, when I was in high school, every kid had known the Me'ad Nesmanim. You can't use Medish, and that's what they're talking about. But yes and no. This is the 1980s, it's a long time ago, but that was it. Every kid had Me'ad Nesmanim, and that's what all the Hakim is measuring about today. Anyway, this is basic primer in Tzkiyat Shofar. Okay. Because of Ben Shimshim, the Tosfos, we have it Ben Riva. A shvarim should, each piece of shvarim should not be as long as three of avos. Shalish kolis kol shul. Why the mekayim is not? So tkiya, we had this very loud talk. The shir tkiya ketruah v'shir truah shalish avos. You know that. But the emes she yofa ayin v'toyv lizor. Okay, you know what that is. You know, he says again, yofa ayin v'toyv lizor. You say toyv lizor, you mean is. What do you mean? Taskama bot. What's bot mean? Everything is yes, but. Bot means, I don't agree with what you're saying. Right? That's what bot means. The Toyv Lizor means, it's a nice idea. Yofi Yin, the Toyv Lizor, it's a nice idea. It's a good, you want to mach with him, you mach with him. But, it's only his ears. Nice, it's not mach. Ava, there's the but. Fia Nira, but in Bibli Kaloshim, Ein Hefesh, Shabain Shvarim, with Tkiya. Pay attention. Ein hefesh, the difference between a shvar and a tkiya, bein oruch lekatzer, that's not the difference between oruch lekatzer, that's not the difference. El shezer kol pashut, vezer kol shavar. That's the Ramban. The difference of the Ramban is not oruch lekatzer, that's not going to be where the difference lies in a tkiya and a shvar. The difference is, this is called Pasha, and this is called Shofar. He goes on to now what the word Shua means, it's a little bit of a break. Because of Ben Chanan, Pirush, Yivavah, Yizu, Achazu, the word Yivavah means contingent, consecutive, one after the next. And that, one. Yeah, Shvarim, a Shvarim has to be Binichusa, Vehefsek, Meikayim. And what Shvarim means, it's a little bit of a break between them. Yivavah, Tzua has to be Yivavah, Yivavah is, they go one after the other. And Shvarim means a little bit, has a concept of it in it, it's a little bit softer, in Mechusa, the Hefsik in time. V'loi Hefsik Gomor, not a big Hefsik in the Shvarim, Shetehei, Gomor Shiyisha, not that you're waiting in the Shvarim, El Shiyu Shnei, Kodu Shiyasik HaKol B'Shevin Nidon. So at the end he explains in Ben Chanano, El Shiyu Shnei Koilois, the Shvarim, each piece of the Shvarim should be Shnei Koilois, Shiyasik HaKol B'Shevin Nidon. Interrupt the Koil with a Shever of Nidon.
Yes. So the same
The sound, the length of the sound is not important. He quote the Ben Shimshon, he quotes Tosis that it's, but he says, you know, quote, it's a nice idea, but the real difference is in the type of sound. The real difference is in the type of sound. That's what the Ramban says. Okay, this is the Drashis. He has a similar line in the, it's much more, it's not as clear. She'ein appears Hashvarim she'yishbar ha'kol, this is quoting from the Chedushim now, which is a older sefer. She'ein appears Hashvarim she'yishbar ha'kol, v'yafsik, make a hefsik. El Shever is, the main thing is, and Yivavis Arufais. It's, all he really says over here is that Shvarim, you don't make a break in the Shvarim. Okay, so what might be a way to little Shvarim according to the Ramban? What can be a way to little Shvarim according to the Ramban? Maybe change tones. That might be what he wants. He says over here in the Joshua, no hefsek gomer with a pause, but there should be two koyles. He doesn't say up and down. I don't know if they talk about music in that way, but.
One's
flat. Right. Okay. I hear you. And that is the way that most people would say with Ramban, but I'm just cautioning you with Rabban again that not saying here in the room with the shofar, we're only guessing what it might mean. What can I say differently than you can? Okay. Does it say in Shulchan Aruch? This question of the type of the sound, the style of the Shvarim is not addressed in Shulchan Aruch directly. Not addressed in Shulchan Aruch directly. All we have in Shulchan Aruch is that the Mechaber says that a Shvarim has to be longer than a Shua sound, shorter than a here. So, if I had to take a guess, I don't know for sure, but I had to take a guess. Where did the Mechaber stand with this question of the Ritva, the Ramban, where the Shvarim is a flat sound, the difference is in length, where the Shvarim is a sound that has goes for a height a little bit, goes for in the middle. So where would the Mechaber most likely stand?
Flat.
Mechaber probably means it's flat. He probably means flat, because if he otherwise he wouldn't have the problem that he has at the end of the line, that he, because if Shvarim was, like the Ritva says, the Ramban says that goes for a dip in the middle. So then, there's no problem with Shvarim being too long like a tekiah, because it's not, the sound of the Shvarim can't be a tekiah sound, because it's a different kind of sound. So it makes sense that the Ramban, and also, because I mean, he says that the Shvarim, the whole business is the length, he's using the language of the Mitzvah type language, that the whole business is the length.
But the Ramban said totally Zohar, which implies that you could be machmer for the length, in addition to being machmer for the difference in tone.
Yeah, the Ramban, leaves that you should be right. The guys here in the bottom of the players, they're busy trying to figure out what it means. But yeah, it's one of the choices. Okay, what would the halacha be? According to the Mechaber, you tell me if I blow my tequila because I won't get before. What would my what would the halacha be?
That's good.
Right? You tell me, don't just say yes or no, tell me how you know that. Mechaber is mashing that way, the mitzvah, the Ramban. So what I'm saying is like this, you better say it's good. You have to say it. And I'll tell you why you have to say it. Because otherwise, if the Christ was not yet to kill you. We have solutions for them. You should buy the book. But okay, so they should buy the book, and some people can't read it in English, so we're going to get it. We're working on getting it to Hebrew. Okay. But, okay, but the guy who didn't read the book. That's because he didn't read the book, you know, how to get to favor anyway. So, what's the
deal? It's like, it's the same problem as the
So, what's with that sound? He writes with that sound. Mechaber doesn't say anything. You have to say that if Mechaber left it out, there must be a time to get Allah. Right? That's the rule. Mechaber doesn't do it. He should have put it in. There may be a difference in that. The sound has to be perfectly. However they would record the wording for it, that the sound has to be perfectly flat, perfectly even, perfectly straight. Whatever they would do, I don't know how they would say it, but that they have to say something that implies that it has to be straight. So according to Shulchan Aruch, it seems like it's not a problem to change tones. So, does the Ramban disagree with that? Let's say, the coin to its ball, that the difference in the blend is down. If I go up and down, it will make a difference. It would make a difference. According to the Ramban, if I go up and down, would it make a difference? I'm not asking you. I'm asking everybody else. Would it make a difference?
Maybe, yeah, because that's not how you'd be able to make a shina in the middle.
The tequila would make a difference,
though. Well, the tequila would be possible, because it's the wrong sound, and the shwaram would be...
Kasha.
So the Ramban's lashon is shvarim benichusa vehefsek entayim loy hefsek gomer sheyisha el sheshnei kolos sheshnei kolos.
That's
is that for two kolos? That's my question. Is that two kolos?
No, he doesn't need the chair.
That two kolos.
Are you getting the
shayla of Meshimas? No. The Ramban addresses the question of Meshimas. It goes on for 50 pages. He pretty much just finishes it in the paragraph before we started. He's not dealing with the Meshimas over here. Not the Meshimas meaning that you stop to breathe like we do between the Shlom and Shua. That kind of thing. He's done 3 pages on that before this. That's not his issue over here. Had it been the issue, he should have said to be RT. Okay. I think, like my friend over here, that changing tones in the middle shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem. I think it's one continuous sound. Changing tones shouldn't be a problem. So what then can the mic turn by me?
The
shvarim,
the beginning of
the share.
The
shvarim
we start off the share with.
Well, that's again, I do that kind of shvarim at the start, like. It's one piece, there's no break between the high and the low.
It's two sounds.
It's two tones. It's one unit of sound. There's no break. There's no space or break or any way dividing the thing. I'm always pointing from one, you know, that's musically, it's high, low, right? I'm just going straight. I mean continuously. Right? So is that one sound? Let me see if I do my short key that way. According to all the shrine. Is that a good key?
It's called pashat.
Is that a good key? It better be, because I've seen my Mamaku to blow it that way. And if it's here, they blow it all the whole time. Same always blow it, a little hook at the end.
Why?
I don't really know. I don't know, like, I never spoke to a Swedish person, but one book that I read on. but one book that I read on, Tkir Shafer, was the English book. It was published by a guy, Shmuel Rubinstein, in the 1970s. He was a rabbi in the Bronx in the 1970s. He was an American born, I think he was a YU rabbi who came to Siddish. And he lived in the Bronx, he lived in the Bronx, and he
and he has a wrote. And he wrote like 1,000 booklets. Not 1,000, maybe 25. Amazing, amazing booklets. I mean, the time, he was like eons ahead of his time in the 1970s, like simple, basic Judaism in simple, simple, simple language. And he made those little pamphlets and traveled all over the world, all over America, selling his pamphlets, trying to get people. Then he wrote a new place on Ares and Abominum. He wrote everything imaginable. I love his work. I watch him both. I used to collect the stuff, and back in the days when scanning was a big deal, I had to go scan it, I had to go scan it, I had to go to somebody else's basement, and the whole business. And then one day, and then this, a whole long story ended up with a Shabbos lesson, Chassidish Shefela, strangled the whole business, and it turns out his name is Rubenstein, and he's the grandson of this Rubenstein. And yeah, it was a very exciting moment that I met my heroes, Engel. Anyway, in his book he writes that the reason why they do this is because all of them can
what?
All the kimbatua. All the kimbatua. So then the tefillah has to go up a little bit.
It's true.
All the kimbatua. No, true.
No, that's a very good fear.
Right. The word true, the way we use the word is one thing, but in the Pasuk Ba'aleh says it's a katam tura. The Pasuk Ba'aleh says katam tura. Right? Arayosa. It's the words in Chumash. In the Chumash, the words are interchangeable. It's the only way we use them that they
blessed.
Have.
Blessed.
Yeah. That is, in Chumash, the words are interchangeable. They don't have different meanings. It's key and true. It's the only way we use them that they have different meanings. Okay. Back to my question. So I'm blowing this key and I'm putting a little twist into it, or I'm going loud and high and low, changing tones, changing this, the breath, not the breath. And would the Ramban object to that point of tekiah, or would the Ramban say that shura, my shuram has to sound like that? So, there's a million discussions about this, and if you want to, you can read up in Bayad Mazvanim, you can read it up in a lot of contemporary Svarim, they all talk about this question. Guys on Sakhir Hashana, and Svarim on Hashayfer, and Svarim on Hashana, they all talk about this type of these questions. And everybody says his opinion, so I'm going to say mine. Okay, yeah. And my opinion is that the Ramban would not object to that kind of thing. And he meant that that the Shoran has to change notes or tones. He shouldn't use language that says so. I think the Ramban means something else. When I blow a Shoran or Chua, how do I blow a Shoran or Chua? There's space between the pieces. You can't hear the space, you can almost hear that space, right? Not that you can hear space, you're hearing the space between the pieces. You hear the space. And the true also, you know, it goes much faster, much smaller spaces. You can hear the space. You hear the break. But I'm not in the space, you hear the space. Now, not my chauffeur, let's see if I can get it right. Is that one sound? Is that two sounds?
Sounds two. I know because it's one.
Is there a space between it?
Sound like two.
No.
Well, I'll do one. I'll do just one piece of the drum. Is that one sound? Two sounds? It's one sound. You don't hear a space. Great. Thank you. Because I'm blowing two sounds. It's two bits of breath coming out. But there's no space. In my humble opinion, that's what Ramban is talking about. There's nobody in the world that would hold that that's kosher for its kia. Everybody's repeat that that's kosher for kia. I think that's what Ramban means in Shuram. That's what Ramban wants in Shuram. He's not asking for Shuram that goes changing the tones. And then Ramban wants it's bin chusu of a hestik bin Italian. He said hefzik. V'loi hefzik gomur sheyishah. El shei shnei kol sheyasek kol b'sheva.
Hefzik ad shehiyah.
What? V'loi hefzik gomur sheyishah. It's not a hefzik where there's a pause, like in the old-fashioned way of blowing a shvar, like there's a space between part one and part two. The classic shvar. That's not what he wants. That's not what we're talking. That's not that kind of space. I want that each bit of the Shvarim to be broken, but not that long space. I want broken, but no space. That's a doesn't turn back.
And the same coil, not a different type.
That's not important.
That's not.
No,
but the same coil could be the same exact coil. It should be two. The thing you're saying is it should be a little break in between.
That's right. Just that there's a crack between the two parts. Okay, that's what I think the Ramban means. So, how did I come to this chat? So, the angel I was talking to David years ago about why the Litvish should blow this kind of broken shvarim. That's been discussed. The Ramban was not something on the table because the Ramban is a Maram Sefer, so to speak. It wasn't around even when Doug was growing up. It wasn't around. And it's not something that could have influenced the opinion of the replacement of the Rabbanim with the previous generations, or 10 or 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago, whatever this type of shvarim, or Litvish shvarim, this is the broken shvarim. That whoever originated that shvarim, I don't know who it was, we don't know where it started, we don't know when it started. This shvarim, what you do know is that in different variations, all the Jews in Russia blew this kind of shvarim. This kind, the yeshivas blow it. Lakewood, all the Lakewood Talmidim yeshivas, and Chaim Blinder blew something about that. I don't know, I was in Seik, and I didn't miss this time they blow at this, and then. And in Lakewood they blew this, and I grew up in Chaim Blinder, they blew this. Wherever I've been, they blew variations of this. It's the chassidim that comes from Russia also, like Babich, even though it's a slightly different way of doing it, I never quite mastered how they do it. The Babich and the Skver, that's the Stolen. The Stolen, right. The Stolen also blow a variation of this. The Kitzur, it's something which existed in different angles all over Russia. Where did it come from? How did they get to this? So the Ramban may not have been around because the Ramban was not a savior they knew of. But whatever it was that made the Ramban say this, it could have been other Rabbanim, or maybe back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Masorah, how they did it. I don't know. But it could be Rishonim that lived in those countries, or Rabbanim that lived in those countries, and they had the same ideas that the Ramban had, and that's what they got. Now,
because the word Sheva means broken.
Now, what the word Sheva means broken. One second, I'm going steps. I don't want to rush this up. We're already past night. Don't relax. Okay, we're going steps. So number one is they were trying to get the Ramban's idea that a shever has to be broken. Number two, they're trying to get Rashi and Tosis in the same breath. Rashi and Tosis in the same breath. They wanted to have a shvarim that wasn't going to be two koyches, more than two koyches, not more than two koyches. It shouldn't be more than two koyches, two dots of sound. But it should be yotze according to Tosis in one breath. And one piece of Yotze Tosis. How do you even get that? If you blow your shvarims with a break in the middle, if you blow the shvarim with a break in the middle, so according to Rashi, it's not three koyches. According to Rashi, it's not three koyches. According to Tosis, is it three koyches? So they're learning that's the according to the Ramban, that's what a shever has to be. That they were learning that mahalach, that a shever has a break in it. And both sides of the break count towards the shever. Not a big pause, but a break in it. Both sides count towards the shever. But it will never be acceptable as a tefiah. It would never be acceptable, according to anybody, it would be acceptable for a tefiah. Because it was also masculine, that it would be acceptable as a tefiah. That's right. So it can't be a tekiah according to anybody. It can't be a tekiah according to anybody. But according to Ramban, both sides of the break count towards the sheva. So here they have a sound. It's long enough to be a sheva according to Rashi. Not It's tekiah according to Rashi. It's long enough to be a tekiah. Right, and shvarim. And shvarim has to be at least two kodesh, right? It's long enough to be a shvarim according to Rashi, because it's two kodesh. It's three kodesh because I'm going at three kodesh, so it's good according to Tesis, but it's not a tekiah according to anybody because it has a crack in it.
Why is it three kodesh?
Because that's our Lord. I'm low with your compass.
Lengthwise. Oh, it's lengthwise. Doing it three times.
No. Well, each piece.
It's the length three times.
Each piece with the crack. With the crack. Yeah, one plus one.
The crack's not taking time.
The pieces.
The crack's not taking time.
How many curses of sound were all together in that graduate from the mail?
Well, if you're telling that the crack doesn't take up any time.
Yeah, so we're good. How much sound was it? Was it one kodesh? Measure the sound. Give me the numbers. Was it one kodesh?
Two.
It was probably more than two. I'll blow it longer, so you just make it happy.
Before the crack, it's already three.
It was.
So that would
be okay. So you gotta get the computer and find me.
You
have to be careful.
So the crack just makes
it not a tekiah. That's right. The crack makes it it can't be a tekiah. So then, I can use a Rashi and in one shot. Well, if that's the pshat and the Ramban, I don't even do the pshat and the Ramban. Even if you tell me it's not the pshat and the Ramban. But I will tell you, out there, in ancient times, there's some Rishon, or after, we don't know who started this Hadashwar. There's somebody out there who instituted that this is called a crack in a shever is fine. It makes it kosher shever. It's not good for tefillah, and that's why it's doing. But this seems from many writers. What happened was you never heard this kind of sound before. You never heard this kind of sound before, did you? You never heard this kind of sound I'm blowing now. Never heard it. It's hard to blow. And in fact, it took me a very long time to learn. It's a hard sound to create. So, people who didn't understand all the alumnus, why it had to be this way, or were not adequate as Baalei Tekiah, and unfortunately, there are many people out there who try very hard, but they haven't mastered the thing, they don't have full control, and they knew that it's supposed to sound a certain way, and over the years it became a little bit Fagrizen that became that it was just a two-tone shvarim became but there's no break between the two notes. There's no break, but it was like a zeicher for what they were used to. Why do I say this? Because David told me that he heard from Moshe that the litvish shvarim is done wrong.
What?
That the litvish shvarim is done wrong. It's done wrong. Ramosha wasn't makwa to have it done. Then MTJ, whatever it is, he didn't ask for it. Only when he's old and he had davened at home, he asked people to blow for him. And it seems, and I spoke to a lot of different people that blew for him and good. They didn't really have the drip on what it was supposed to be. But you have to speak to Abdullah for a long time and blowing by him. And I said, I blew and other people blew. We finally understood that this is what was trying to explain to us, that Ramosha held that the Litvish Hashem is supposed to have a real honest crack in the shvarim, and the change of tone was not the ikkar. The change of tone was not the ikkar. The ikkar was that there should be a crack. There should be a crack. That was the ikkar. Now, that's, I don't know, that could be, or the other dish, that could be you could change the sound after, but that's not the main focus. Changing the note or changing the tone. It's harder to do with that change.
Without changing it up and down. It makes it easier to do the crack.
Is it go up and down?
Yeah,
it could be. That's what they did. And the war of Freinem, like the time salvation, is quoted over here. I have it, and then Bracha is quoted in another form, that he was opposed to what was called Tu'utu, which is a three-note shvarim. He's opposed to it.
That's the Yakishuin?
What?
That's
the Yakishuin? No, nothing new Yakis. There's a three-note. This is how some of the blew it, and he was opposed to it. And he says his svara why he thinks that Rechaim should be opposed to it, and I told you my svara why Rechaim would have been opposed to it, and the answer is because going that way in one thing, you're not accomplishing the goal.
You
Can it make two cracks?
But that's not what they're blowing, two cracks. They're not blowing in slow motion. They're not blowing that. That's not what they're blowing. The people who blew this blew. They blew this one continuous piece of sound, but just changing the note in the middle.
That's the liturgy way.
Oh, so that's how you grew up, thinking that's the liturgy way.
No, I didn't grow up with
the end. No, but that's how liturgy would blow. Yeah, that's true. But they cut it, and most places cut it out. They do it a little bit differently because Reb Chaim is opposed to that. But in my opinion, Reb Chaim is just really saying the same thing that David explained to me from Moshe, that it has to be a crack. That was the objection. Three notes doesn't help anybody. According to the point is that you straight to Rashi and Tosfos, three notes in one block of sound, you're not getting Rashi. If you sure can't have Rashi in three notes. You can't have Rashi.
But it is the key according to
Rashi? According to Rashi, it would be a real tekiya. Now, what they didn't...
Unless it's a real break.
What?
Unless you can spin in a real break.
Right, that's going to be right. What they do instead, this you're hearing here, and if you quote me on it, I'm going to deny it. What they do instead is they do, like in Lakewood, they blow. Now, the way I do it now, was probably, because I drew it out a little bit, it's probably more than two cousins. Probably if I had to use some kind of meter to chop it into sounds, it probably can pull up more than two places.
What is the shear of a kaya? How long?
Cold, Rashi says. Rashi says kosher, right?
And how do you have a chatz kaya?
You can't.
The
Ramban tells him
that's
the kaya.
Okay,
so the truth is, Rashi says kosher, and you can't divide the sound in half. You can't. It's physically impossible to divide the sound in half. But we'll go off the topic. Come back to this. I call upon him. Let me go back. What was I up to? That this type of sound, if you blow two notes, you blow real fast, it's too curious, you get Rashi, you don't get Tosfos. You blow, you draw it out a little bit, you get Tosfos, you don't get Rashi. So you're not going to get both when you blow that way. The way I'm suggesting, you get both in one shot. Okay, that was the piece I wanted to say. This is the topic I wanted to cover tonight. I want to answer your question: is the Ritva someplace in the paragraph that I was reading tonight on the end of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis? He says is that a koyach is a sound as a tenua. What's a tenua? You know a little bit about TikTok? What's a tenua? It's the movement of a letter, right? Tenua is the movement of a letter. A regular letter has no movement. It stops short. A tenua moves it. Whatever the tenua might be, it's no tonic or good or whatever it might be, the tenua moves it. What?
It's a vowel.
It's the concept of what vowels are. So a tenua is this. So what's a... the sound of a unit of sound of Yavava? So the Ritva says it's a tenua. So the amount of time that to make a sound of a letter, let's say abba da da, right? Those would be tenuas. So that would be the thing. Is Rashi's kosher mean the same thing? I don't know. But if one mission is a little bit ambiguous and one mission spells it out a little bit clearer, we can assume that they pretty much mean the same thing. In general, who was this before? In general, it was going with Rashi Shita. He's worded like Rashi. Okay. All right. Thank you for listening. And to make it worth my while, I can encourage you to step on the side of there and look at what we have to sell.
Okay.